From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Now we are going to continue our next program with Indonesian Kaleidoskopi News 2023.
Hello listener, we begin the 2023 Kaleidoskope on January 9th. On January 9th, President Joko Widodo met Malaysian Prime Minister Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim at Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java. The visit resulted in six agreements, namely Malaysia's commitment in supporting the development of Nusantara capital city in East Kalimantan. Malaysia was also committed to provide protections for Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia. The two also agreed to continue the talk about land borders segment in Sabatik and Sinapat, as well as the agreement on Sulawesi Sea and Malacca Strait. Malaysia also supported the Indonesia-Singapore Flight Information Region FIR agreement. Indonesia and Malaysia would also cooperate in increasing the palm oil market and fight the discrimination against the palm oil industry through the Council of Palm Oil Producing Countries, CPOPC. The two heads of states also agreed to strengthen ASEAN to play a central role and to make a peaceful, prosperous, and just Indo-Pacific. On January 11, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi received a visit from Timor-Leste Foreign and Cooperation Minister Adalziza Albertina Javier Reis Magno in Jakarta. In the bilateral meeting, some issues were discussed, such as the efforts to enhance economic cooperation and soft land borders. The two foreign ministers also agreed to start discussing the establishment of the Joint Free Trade Zone Agreement in the border industrial area between Aukusei District and East Nusa Tenggara Province. They also discussed the solution of two land border segments of Indonesia and Timor-Leste. Retno Marsudi also explained about Indonesia's chairmanship priority in ASEAN. Earlier in the ASEAN summit, around 10 November 2022, ASEAN had in principle accepted Timor-Leste membership. On January 29, President Joko Widodo played Rebana Biang, a Betawi traditional music instrument, to mark the kickoff of Indonesian chairmanship in ASEAN 2023 at Hotel Indonesia Roundabout. President Joko Widodo conveyed the ASEAN optimism despite the global uncertainty. The president also affirmed that Indonesia will direct the ASEAN 2023 cooperation to continue and strengthen ASEAN relevance in responding to the region and global challenges, while strengthening ASEAN's position as the regional economic growth epicentrum for the sake of ASEAN people's welfare.
Tahun ini Indonesia menjadi ketua ASEAN di tengah-tengah situasi global yang sangat tidak mudah. Krisis ekonomi, krisis energi, krisis pangan, semuanya, perang, semuanya.
This year, Indonesia leads ASEAN amid the difficult global situation, economic, energy, food crisis, and things are happening. But I believe ASEAN is still important and relevant for the people in the region and the world. That ASEAN will keep contributing to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific. That ASEAN will keep the economic growth and ASEAN matters epicentrum of growth, and by saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, the ASEAN Indonesia 2023 chairmanship kicked off begins.
ASEAN akan terus dapat menjaga pertumbuhan ekonomi dan ASEAN matters epicentrum of growth.
Dan dengan mengucap bismillahirrahmanirrahim pada pagi hari ini, secara resmi saya nyatakan kick off keketuaan ASEAN Indonesia 2023.
The ASEAN Indonesia 2023 Chairmanship Inauguration was a collaboration between the Jakarta Provincial's Government and Foreign Affairs Ministry. Prior to the kick-off, the President, Foreign Affairs Minister, and some ministers of the onwards Indonesian Cabinet, Jakarta Acting Governor, rode bicycles from the State Palace to the Car Free Day area.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move on to February. On February 2nd, Indonesia and the UK agreed a cooperation on sustainable seafaring and ship development. The MOU was signed by Director General for Sea Transport Arif Toha Cahyagama and UK Ambassador to Indonesia Timor Leste Owen Jenkins. The signing was witnessed directly by Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi and UK Export Minister Andrew Bowie in Jakarta. On February 3rd, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi talked about the focus of Indonesian leadership in ASEAN during the 32nd ASEAN Coordination Council, ACC, in Jakarta. In her opening remarks, Retno Marsudi said, "The focus is on capacity building and the unity of ASEAN amid global challenges that affect all nations, including the Indo-Pacific."
Indonesia chairmanship aims to strengthen ASEAN capacity to be able to address future challenges, to strengthen its unity, to implement the ASEAN Charter in its entirety, and to ensure ASEAN can navigate geopolitical dynamics in this region.
Besides the nation focus in ASEAN 2023 leadership, Minister Retno Marsudi also congratulated Timor-Leste Foreign Minister Adalji Jamakno for their participation in the ASEAN Ministerial Meeting Summit in Jakarta. According to her, ASEAN nations welcome Timor-Leste joining in the ASEAN as an observer and will prepare a roadmap for Timor-Leste's full membership. On February 4th, President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, received the honorary visit of ASEAN Foreign Ministers and ASEAN Secretary General at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. Retno Marsudi said the meeting was part of the ASEAN Foreign Minister meetings that discussed the political crisis in Myanmar. In the meeting, President Joko Widodo affirmed that ASEAN must not be a proxy of any country. The President also highlighted the significance of ASEAN's centrality and unity, for it is the main capital of ASEAN. President Joko Widodo gave another emphasis on respecting the human rights, international law, democratic principles, according to the ASEAN Charter. On February 13, President Joko Widodo received the visit of Timor-Leste Prime Minister Taormatan Ruak at Bogor Palace. The two meetings resulted in 5 MOUs. They included the economic zone establishment in border area, higher education cooperation, manpower and institution capacity building cooperation, industrial engineering cooperation, as well as meteorology, climatology and geophysics cooperation. On February 21st, President Joko Widodo released a humanitarian aid package containing 140 tons of food and other logistics to help the earthquake victims in Turkey and Syria from the Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base, Jakarta. On the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel, the President said the aid was the nation's commitment for humanitarian diplomacy. He hoped the aid could relieve the victims.
Diplomasi kemanusiaan terus-menerus dilakukan oleh negara kita Indonesia. Dan pada pagi hari ini kita akan mengirimkan 4 pesawat ke Turki dan ke Suriah.
Humanitarian diplomacy keeps going by Indonesia. This morning, we sent 4 aircraft to Turkey and Syria. It contained 140 tons of food and other logistics urgently needed there. Before that, we had sent SAR, medics, field hospitals, and Hercules aircraft, which could support early earthquake evacuation in Turkey and Syria. We hope what we send would be helpful.
Rumah sakit lapangan yang sangat membantu, plus juga pesawat Hercules yang sangat membantu awal-awal evakuasi korban-korban bencana gempa yang ada di Turki maupun yang ada di Suriah. Kita harapkan apa yang kita kirimkan ini nanti dapat membantu saudara-saudara kita yang ada di sana.
The 7.7 and 7.6 magnitude earthquakes hit Karamanmaras province, Turkey, on February 6, 2023. The tremor even reached Syria and Lebanon.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move it on to March. On March 21st, President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Papua Youth Creative Hub in Jayapura, Papua. In his opening remarks, the president said that Papua Youth Creative Hub would encourage top manpower that fits any industrial needs such as fishery, application, technology, fashion, farming, and creative sector. President Joko Widodo affirmed that Papua Youth Creative Hub will push future generation of Papua and around to be more innovative in facing the development. Therefore, they can use every business opportunity around them and make it productive. The president was optimistic that the Papua Youth Creative Hub will make the youth in Papua to be successful business people. Still on the same date, Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi received the visit of Papua New Guinea Foreign Minister Justin Kachenko in Jakarta. In a meeting, Minister Justin Kachenko said that Papua New Guinea needs to learn from Indonesia, especially in economic independence and people's prosperity in every sector, including education and health. The meeting discussed some issues, namely Indonesia-Papua New Guinea Defense Cooperation Agreement that has been approved for ratification, free visa for diplomatic and service passports agreement, and basic agreement on border regulation. According to Kachenko, Papua New Guinea also wanted to strengthen cooperation between the two nations, state-owned enterprises in energy development, mining, oil, and electricity, which he called strategic areas to boost the economy. On March 30th, Indonesia Finance Minister Sri Mulyani met with her Thailand counterpart, Arkom Trempitaya Paisit, in Badung, Bali, amid the ASEAN Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting. Minister Sri Mulyani and Minister Arkom talked about bilateral cooperation, namely by exchanging knowledge and cooperation in logistics and customs. They also agreed that currently ASEAN nations need to wisely face the U.S. banking issue amid the global inflation.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move on to April. On April 8, President Joko Widodo received the visit of Czech Prime Minister Peter Fiala on Bogor Palace. The visit was a follow-up of the two heads of state's bilateral meeting in Belgium, December 14, 2022. At that time, the two discussed some cooperation in economy, defense, and strategic industries, as well as the Indo-Pacific. President Joko Widodo at that time talked about the importance of accelerating the finishing of Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IEU-CEPA, and the Czech Investment Plan realization in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo also appreciated the Czech participation in the Indo-Defense 2022 exhibition while conveying the importance of enhancing defense and strategic industries cooperation through joint production, technology transfer, and manufacturing investment. Besides, the president also invited Czech to join the ASEAN Indo-Pacific Infrastructure Forum, AIPIF, in Indonesia on September 6-7, 2023. On April 16, President Joko Widodo and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz officially opened the world's biggest industrial expo, Hannover Messe, in Hannover, Germany. Indonesia was chosen as a partner country in the event. Indonesia's participation was deemed Making Indonesia 4.0. Besides opening the Hannover Messe, President Joko Widodo also had a bilateral meeting with the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi in her statement said that in the meeting, President Joko Widodo affirmed the importance of realizing an equal economic relation between Indonesia-Germany and Indonesia-European Union. President Joko Widodo asked for Germany's support so that various European Union's welfare hampering regulation could be improved and the Indonesian-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement could be finished soon. In investment, the president welcomed the Indonesia-Germany Joint Committee collaboration on economy and investment. Besides, the president said German investment in Indonesia needed to be focused on priority sector, namely the export-oriented export, renewable energy, and downstreaming. On April 24th, Indonesian National Army Commander Yudo Margono in Jakarta released 39 soldiers to evacuate Indonesian citizens who were trapped in armed conflict in Sudan. The commander said the army had done some evac mission, such as the Indonesian citizens' evacuation in Afghanistan in August 2021 and in Ukraine in March 2022. Total Indonesian citizens evacuated from Sudan was 955 people.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still in Kaleidoscope 2023. We continue with the events in May. On May 10 and 11, 2023, the 42nd Asian Summit was held in Nusa Tenggara. One of the summit's results was related to people's interests as the priority of ASEAN leaders, including protection for migrant workers and human trafficking victims. First, ASEAN leaders gave full attention to people's welfare, including migrant workers and human trafficking victims' protection. Second, the leaders also gave attention to the Myanmar conflict solution. Indonesia is ready to talk with anyone, including the junta and stakeholders in Myanmar, for the sake of humanity. To enhance economic cooperation, ASEAN agreed to build an electric vehicle ecosystem and be an important part of the global supply chain, so it made industrial downstreaming as the key. Indonesian President Joko Widodo joined the G7 summit in Japan on May 20th. The meeting between G7 heads of states and their partners discussed climate change, food, and energy. President Joko Widodo affirmed that Indonesia is consistently bringing the interests of the global south or the developing countries, as well as collaboration and partnership, to be consistently initiated by Indonesia. In the conference, Indonesia also had some bilateral meetings with Japan, South Korea, UK, France, Australia, and many others. Indonesia, via the Trade Ministry, joined the Second Trade and Investment Working Group TIWG G20 in Bengaluru, India on May 23-25, 2023. In the meeting, Indonesia invited G20 members to support the World Trade Organization reforms agenda. The main priority for Indonesia's in WTO reforms agenda was to solve the deadlock from the WTO appellate body function. On May 25-26, 2023, Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan attended the 29th Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Ministers Responsible for Trade, APEC MRT meeting in Detroit, the U.S. Zulkifli said Indonesia's participation in the MRT meeting was to show support for trade system development, especially in Asia-Pacific, and open mutually beneficial trade relations. In the MRT meeting, some topics were discussed, such as APEC support for multilateral trade systems, interregional capacity development, and trade facilitation. Besides joining the MRT meeting, Zulkifli also had bilateral meetings with some APEC economy members on enhancing trade relations to trade cooperation implementation.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move in on to June. On June 7, President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana arrived in Singapore for a short working visit. The President attended the Ecosperity Week 2023, organized by Temasek Foundation. President Joko Widodo was a speaker and promoted investment in Indonesia, mainly in energy transition, green infrastructure, and Nusantara capital city development. After that, the President left for Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, for a reciprocal visit and to fulfill the invitation from Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. On June 19, Japan Emperor Hironomiya Naruhito and Empress Masako had a state visit to Indonesia. The visit aimed to strengthen the friendship foundation between the two nations' people. President Joko Widodo admitted to be very honored because Indonesia was the first destination of the Japanese Emperor's world bilateral visit. The head of state also affirmed that the relationship between the two nations need to be shown amid various challenges faced by the world. Indonesia's satellite Satria 1 was successfully launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, the U.S. on June 19. Satria 1 was carried by Falcon 9 of SpaceX. Satya 1 is the first super advanced satellite fully owned and controlled by the Indonesian government. Satria 1 satellite used by the Indonesian government to strengthen internet networks and digital services in 150,000 spots, mainly the frontier, outermost, and underdeveloped areas. On June 21st, the COVID-19 pandemic status revoked in Indonesia was announced at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. With the revocation, Indonesia entered an endemic status. The decision was made in line with the revocation of public health emergency of international concern status for COVID-19 by the WHO. The decision was taken by the government by considering the daily confirmed cases in Indonesia that reached zero. That was the first part of Kaleidoscope from January to June 2023.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on December 28, 1908 about Messina earthquake in Italy. The 7.1 magnitude Messina earthquake occurred on December 28, 1908 in Sicily and Calabria, southern Italy, killing about 80,000 people. In 30 to 40 seconds, the 1908 Messina earthquake triggered a high tsunami up to 12 meters. The 1908 Messina earthquake was nearly devastating the city of Messina and named as one of the earthquakes the most terrible in recorded history. Moving on to December 28, 1956, Salman Houdi, hero of the national movement, passed away. Salman Houdi, or often called Kiai Haji Salman Houdi, is the founder of Sarekat Dagang Islam, a batik businessman organization in Surakarta, Central Java, Indonesia. He is known to criticize differences in treatment by the rulers of the Dutch East Indies between native traders, who the majority were Muslims, with Chinese traders. Because of that, he founded the Sarekat Dagang Islam to make his dreams come true. On December 28, 1956, Salman Houdi died in Klaten, Central Java. Salman Houdi was awarded the title the National Movement Hero in 1961 by the Indonesian government. We end today in history with December 28, 2014, about AirAsia plane crash. Indonesia AirAsia flights declared lost contact at around Java Sea near the Karimata Strait when flying from Surabaya, East Java, Indonesia to Singapore on December 28, 2014. The aircraft carried 155 passengers and 7 crew members. On December 30, 2014, the wreckage of this plane was found floating in Java Sea. On December 1, 2015, almost a year exactly the tragedy of QZ8501, the National Committee Transportation Safety has finally announced the final results investigation, which stated the rudder travel limiter, the tail section of the plane, was damaged. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Bersamamu kita akan taklukkan dunia. Arungi samudra penuh rintangan. Bersamamu kita akan jalani semua. Jangan takut untuk melangkah bersamaku. Bersamamu ku akan dicintai. Bersamamu takkan jelajahi semesta. Bertualang dengan cerita kita, bersamamu kita akan berbagi semua, segala baik dan buruk diriku. Ku tangkau ragu, biar ku beritahu padamu. Bersamamu ku akan dicintai dengan tulus, tanpa ragu ku akan memberikan cintaku. Bersamaku kamu tak akan sendu, yakinkan kamu aku yang terbaik untukmu. Buka hatimu, segala rasa kan ku berikan untukmu. Oh, oh, oh. Ku akan memberikan cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
River tourism is an anti-mainstream holiday option that is too bad to miss. Not just daydreaming and calming the mind. Currently, many rivers tourist destination in Indonesia offer special interest that is worth trying, such as rafting. This time, we introduce you to several river tourist destination in Indonesia. The first destination and a target for tourists is the Mahakam River in East Kalimantan. Being the second longest river in Indonesia, the Mahakam River offers a pleasant river holiday experience. This 920 kilometers long river is home to a rare animals such as freshwater dolphins known as Pesut Mahakam or Mahakam dolphins. Besides that, you can meet king prawns, hornbills, storks, langurs, and otters in the Mahakam River. Apart from the beaches, Bali also has an interesting river tourist destination to explore, namely the Ayung River. The longest river in Bali, located in Ubud, is known as a white water rafting spot with 6 levels of difficulty. On the Ayung River, you will also be amazed by its clear water, cool air, and stunning views. Because it is so beautiful, the length of white water rafting on the Ayung River, which reaches 10 kilometers, feels very easy and enjoyable. The next river tourist destination in Indonesia that is also interesting to explore is in Pangandaran Regency, West Java. It is the Cukang Taneuh River, more popularly known as Green Canyon. In the local language, Cukang Taneuh means land bridge. Its name is based on a natural bridge that originates from the ground and crosses the Cijulang River. One of the interesting activities to try on the Cukang Taneuh River is taking a boat while exploring the Chijulang River. Along the journey, you will be amazed by the unspoiled natural beauty and pass through caves filled with stalactites and stalagmites.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, those of you who use the services at Yogyakarta International Airport will find a number of interesting visual installations during the Christmas and New Year's holidays in December this year. This visual icon is in the form of a giant round white doll like a snowman named Hai Dudu. This installation can be found at various points at the airport. This includes the arrival area, check-in area, and walk area, which will become the newest retail and event area at the airport. Hai Dudu becomes a tourist prop which is used by PT Angkasa Pura 1 with the local Indonesian intellectual property Inviacor in campaigning the hashtag YIAPartiWisata. Director of Commercial and Services of PT Angkasa Pura 1, Dendi T. Danianto, stated that the YIAPartiWisata campaign at the end of this year is targeting the development of the Borobudur Temple Super Priority Tourism Destination, where Yogyakarta International Airport is the main air gateway. Dendi said that the unique character of Hai Dudu at the airport is expected to further enliven the atmosphere of the end of the year, which is full of fun holiday atmosphere in Yogyakarta. The presence of Hai Dudu is also new efforts to present interesting works of modern art. Apart from that, it also adds to the existing collection of artistic works of arts at the airport. In this campaign, Hai Dudu, which also collaborates with Wonderful Indonesia, promotes various Indonesian tourism destinations and attractions, especially in Yogyakarta, which includes famous tourism destinations such as Borobudur Temple, Prambanan Temple, Ratu Boko Temple, and Gumuk Pasir Parangkusumo. Gumuk Pasir Parangkusumo is a natural tourism attraction located in Bantul, Regency, Yogyakarta. This collaborative tourism campaign through visual installation takes place at Yogyakarta International Airport for 3 months from December 2023 to March 2024.
Singkat untuk cerita tentang kau dan aku. Kau pergi tanpa pesan terakhir dariku yang menyertaimu. Kau selalu ku
Of Indonesia.
Hello, fellow listener. In today's music corner, I'm going to present to you a song by Rosa. As an Indonesian diva, Rosa has produced many hit songs and received multi-platinum awards to million awards for her albums. One of Rosa's best hits is entitled Tegar or Tough, released in the late 1990s. The song written by Melly Guslo has a poetic lyrics and a quite romantic song. In 2019, the song Tough was actually 20 years old. In commemorating this, Rosa collaborated with several other Indonesian musicians to release a new version of the song Tegar entitled Tegar 2.0. Without leaving the nuance of undress, which is very closely tied to the original version of the song in Tegar 2.0, Rosa wants to convey these feelings of confusion in a different packaging. In the new version, the song Tegar has a more cheerful arrangement. Well, listener, here is Rosa with Tegar, lagu Rosa Tegar.
Tergoda aku untuk berpikir dia yang tercinta, mengapa telah lama tak nampak dirimu di sini? Jangankan ingin ku tersenyum, tak ada gairah, ku ingin selalu bersamamu. Kini ku diriku lemah tanpamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia. lagi yang bisa ku lakukan tanpamu. Ku hanya bisa mengatakan apa yang ku rasa. Ku menangis.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ada dirimu dan dirinya dalam hidup.